What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at FightfulSelect.com. It's January 29th. It's time for the Q&A show. We have a ton of questions. I think it's time we get into the questions. Matt Payne says, with the merger of the network and with Peacock making the company more valuable, do you see this as a step of Vince trying to sell the company within the next 5 years or so? Yes, I do. I think Vince McMahon will probably sell the company, but I think he might remain in charge. But I do think that will happen. He is, quote-unquote, open for business. You're seeing these crazy deals. And I would imagine that, quite frankly, he would move on to, I don't want to say another venture, but looking towards post-WWE life. I know a lot of people think he'll be there until he dies. I think he will be, too. But I don't know if he'll necessarily own the company. Matt also asks, what are the odds, in my opinion, that Brock shows up Sunday? I'll say 50-50. How about that? It's WrestleMania season. They know they need a big splash for Peacock. Who do I have winning both the men's and women's Dusty Classic? Well, Rhea and Raquel on the women's side, without a doubt, hands down. I think the Dusty Classic men's edition will end up being Undisputed Era. That one makes sense to me. I mean, there aren't a lot of teams, or maybe Grizzled Young Veterans. Those are the top two for me. Those are the main ones. I would like to see them. Eloquent says, the reason Impact still doesn't even have a limited crowd, even of wrestlers, I feel a little noise will help the show immensely. Well, they did do the ambient noise at Hard to Kill. So they do at least have that. But yeah, that's something that wrestlers have brought up repeatedly, and many of them want, but they don't have yet. But no, no real reason, it's just their preference. Marco Chacon says, is the AEW Women's Eliminator more than just a cheap stunt to cover for bad women's booking? I don't like that line of thinking. How can you ever fix bad women's booking unless you do good women's booking? By that same token, the entire women's revolution was a cheap stunt to cover for bad women's booking. But it wasn't just a cheap stunt. I mean, at times it certainly was for those in charge. They saw it as that. But the talent was there and it was undeniable. I mean, I don't think that it's a cheap stunt. I just think it's something that's long overdue for sure. Since WrestleMania is trying the two-night approach in the stadium, is this going to be the norm going forward? No, WWE wants to continue to do one night. Is there an expectation that someone who is low in the depth chart makes an impact at some point this year in any company? When I first read this, I thought you meant the company Impact. In AEW, I think somebody will break through. But in Impact Wrestling, I think so as well. Ring of Honor, I don't necessarily think so in WWE. But no, there's nobody that I can really singularly point at and say, oh, well, they'll definitely make an impact. If you consider Ricky Starks low on the totem pole, I think he will. Drew Hall says, Ethan Page free agency update. No word. He's gone dark. Haven't heard much, if anything. Yeah. Thea Trinidad free agency update. There is no update. She is on a no-compete until the first or second week of the month. Drew says, any scoops about the ROH tapings that happened last week? Hey, you know, I'd put them up here if there were any. They're keeping a very tight bubble. I do know that there was at least one person there that they didn't think that would be back after 2020 was up that was there. Jim Rice says, how close are we to Tony Khan's acquisition of Impact? I don't think it's happening. I hope it does. I think that'd be great. My God, that would be really, really great. And you could have that library. Jim Rice says, is Sting's match at Revolution live or pre-taped? I don't know. That's well over a month away. That's 6 weeks away, so I do not have an answer for you there. I'm going to expect it to be pre-taped, and I hope it is. Joshua Cyprian says, what do you think WWE needs to do to improve on their product? Well, a few things. Stop doing rematches all the time. Stop doing shitty fuck finishes all the time. Make your champions and your championships matter. Book people strong. Let people be themselves. It is a very elementary approach to booking, and generally good stuff follows. Jim Rice says, what channel is New Japan going to be on? Everyone says it's imminent, but nobody will go on the record and say the channel. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that either. I've been trying to find out, but Yeah, they did say on television. A lot of people were like, "Oh, well, Roku has a streaming channel and yada yada." I don't think it's that, because when I asked about that, I was just told it doesn't look like it. But you should know if something like that. If I know the answer, I'm giving you guys the answer to that. Brian says, "I expect some standout women from Dark to appear for the Eliminator, but do you think some women in AEW that has not shown elsewhere will appear?" I'm not sure what you mean by that, but this is going to be an expansive tournament. This is going to be a pretty wide tournament from what I understand. So you're going to see a variety of experience levels and locales and exposure levels. Brian says, "What are the oddest set of circumstances that allowed you to get an interview? For example, knowing a guy that sold the guy a fish and they put you in contact." Okay, I got one here for you. I think it was Carl Anderson's last interview before he left New Japan. It was December 2015, and I was able to reach out to Carl Anderson cold because I knew a guy who trained with him. I knew that guy that trained with him because I went to a Halloween party dressed as Ric Flair, and he was dressed as Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, and he came up to me, and he was like, "Oh, Ric Flair, you like wrestling?" I was like, "Yeah." And he said, "Oh, I've trained to be a wrestler." And he's this like 6'8", 6'9" guy. He was like, "Do you know Machine Gun Carl Anderson?" And I was like, "Nope." He was like, "I'll put you in touch." And I was like, "Okay, cool." And we knew each other via that. So that was how I got in touch with Carl Anderson and had an interview. And I even said, "Hey, have you had any WWE talks?" And he said, "Yeah, there's been some talks." And I don't know that I believed him. Rob says, "Is WWE back to doing no wrestling during commercials, or at least testing it out? A lot of rematches, restarts. Let's do a 2-on-1 match now." No, it's not that. It's not that strict. I'll say that. And no, they set up matches or they set up spots all the time with commercials. Look at NXT. Every freaking NXT match has chain wrestling, and somebody gets knocked outside, then they go to a commercial. So no. That's not full on right now. Wrestle Jake says, "Any update on what Aleister Black's new gimmick will be?" I don't know that there's even been discussion of that. I don't know that he's getting a new gimmick. "Any update on when the AEW and NXT second shows are reportedly coming?" They wanted to do the NXT show way back in 2019. And for now, it's tabled. AEW, they're planning on doing that this year. Brian says, "Why are you making my crusty wrestling Mark Hart feeling things that these articles from Molly, it's like you don't want us to be jaded butt munches or something." A little marketing tip for anybody that's in the wrestling content biz and want to know why our features do so well. I don't traditionally commission, ask, encourage, or write overly negative features. I can share those thoughts on my podcast. I can share those like that. People like Molly Bell and Joe Hulbert love pro wrestling, and myself, we all love pro wrestling, and we want to share that love for pro wrestling. And when you share something positive, it's more likely that people will, one, be in a good mood when they're reading it. They'll leave it in a good mood. They'll share it. They'll put your words out there into the world. And it don't hurt to make somebody feel good for the work that they've done either. So Molly Bell with a Kenny Omega and Eddie Kingston, her writing these wonderful things about them, you know, I'm sure they get plenty of praise, but getting some praise in the form of written word on a media outlet doesn't hurt either, and I love that. Sean Murray says, "Just got my Helix bed delivered today. Can't wait to set it up." So, I mean, obviously we don't have any ads on Fightful Select, but holy crap. Like, when I got mine, I hit him up and I was like, "Listen, can we work together?" And they asked for some information and they said, "Yes, absolutely we can." And now we've got them for a full year. They signed up because they liked us so much. So thank you to all of you guys that support that stuff. Whenever you guys tweet these people or if you buy the product like a bed, that goes a long way in supporting us. And sponsorship is really, really important to us. I would say The three most important things to Fightful's existing are Fightful Select, YouTube Super Chats, and sponsorships. That stuff is so, so crucial, and they have been awesome. Helix has been great to work with. And I'm really glad you guys are enjoying it. And legitimately, I mean, I use the stuff that we advertise. So thank you so much. Sean says, do you think NXT will bring back the St. Valentine's Day Massacre? They should, but it's like 2 weeks away and they haven't done it. That seemed like just a slam dunk, right? Like, why wouldn't they do that? Very surprised that hasn't already happened. Sean says, can you see Mustafa Ali doing a Kofi-like spot to avoid elimination from the Rumble? I think that'd be awesome for the feud. I couldn't have seen it before this, and now I think it's an awesome idea, Sean. Really like that. Matthew says, thank you for the select content. Well, thank you for enjoying it. I really appreciate the fact that you care. He says, where's Sean Spears? He's off the rosters page. Hasn't been on screen since the end of December. Doesn't have a Twitter anymore. I miss the guy. Thanks. He is at Flatbacks, getting those classes in. They portrayed this story that he was quitting, that he was finishing up, and all that stuff. I don't know that there was a significant story there for him, but as far as I know, he is still with AEW. I mean, I don't think they're going to have him leave when he had won, I want to say, gosh, like 10 straight singles matches? No, it was 13. He has not lost he's not been pinned since Double or Nothing against Dustin Rhodes. He's still with the company. Just milking it, man. Michael says, maybe this was covered in today's list in your boy episode, but do you think Vince's takeover of social media accounts had something to do with the Peacock streaming rights deal? Like, may have that been a first step to protect his characters from NBC Universal being able to claim them later? No, that had nothing to do with it. Nothing. Would renaming Retribution bad creative get them over? It works on multiple levels. No, because then you're getting a little too cute for your own good. Even when you renamed something The Core was, yeah. I know it's a month late, but what would you say was your Blue Chew stiffest match of 2020? I know it can be hard to choose one. Honorary mention to Thunder Rosa and Eva Lise because I broke that story and it was vicious and I dug it. We got a lot of people asking about Trey Miguel. Rob says, why Trey Miguel went back to Impact if it was just for the tapings or he's re-signed? As far as I know, it was, okay, I don't want to say just for the tapings. But as far as I know, he hadn't signed a new deal. And but they have been a lot more open to doing that of late. They did that with Curt Hawkins or Brian Myers. He wasn't signed for a while. Matt Cardona still isn't signed. Deonna Purrazzo was not signed for a while. But I don't know. But that's just all I was told. I cannot confirm that, though. I have not had that one set in stone. Den Unlimited says, do you like Mandy with Dana or do you prefer her back with Sonya? I like her with Dana and I like Sonya by herself. With Edge confirmed for the Rumble, do you think we'll see Beth in it again as well? I hope so. Beth Phoenix is awesome. I just wrote an article for WrestleTalk magazine where I talked about the next generation of part-timers and Beth Phoenix is one of those. She's only 40 years old. She's got a lot left in the tank while she wears her salmon-colored jacket. Do you think this Ali versus New Day angle is leading to Ali versus Kofi at Mania or just a random episode of Raw? Probably a random episode of Raw. Last I heard, almost everything was on the table for WrestleMania. A lot of options there. Have you seen Joe Rogan interview The Undertaker? Yes, we talked about it on SmackDown last week. Tino says, do you think Peacock will run ads during live pay-per-view or their ads tier when WWE Network goes there? I think you'll have some cross-promotion. I have no clue how they're going to handle on-screen pay-per-view stuff. Like, I don't know if there will be one when you boot it up or when you refresh in between matches. That is something I'm working really, really hard to find out, and I will let you guys know when I can. Our boy JJ says, with Edge returning at Raw, any reason WWE didn't build his return? It just came out of the blue. Well, we had a report on that. They figured that it was better for Buzz if they could do that. They wouldn't get the normal crowd reaction that they got. I mean, look at last year. So they just figured, well, we'll advertise this and a lot of people will assume that he's coming back anyway. Have you ever heard of a gamer named Jerma? He does Jerma Rumbles on 2K games and did an IRL Rumble. Have a nice day. No, I haven't. I'm going to pause the recording right this second and I'm going to go check it out. Okay, so I found it, and I assume the IRL Rumble, that's in real life, for those that don't know. It looks like it's from 2016. Okay, obviously the work's not good. The work in there isn't good. But more power to them. I love stuff like that. I always wanted to do that myself. I would get together, I'd wrestle with all my friends. I would have, you know, we would do trampoline wrestling and all that stuff. I've even talked to or mentioned to Grimm of Grimm's Toy Show. I'll come work some of your stuff. I don't care. I think it's harmless fun as long as it's truly harmless. People got to be safe. They got to be careful. But as far as the gaming end, more power to them. TK, oh boy, says, do you believe there were any surprise entrants for this weekend's Rumble that were originally planned hoping for fans in attendance? So, no, I don't, because they don't plan that far ahead for these Rumbles. That's one of the things in the Inside the Royal Rumble feature that we covered. Really, it's late December, early January, where you start to talk to people about surprise Royal Rumble entrants. And Court Bauer had mentioned that's really when it all comes together. And I had a lot of people back that up. And they knew there weren't going to be fans for quite a while. I was hearing in mid-December that there wouldn't be fans. And I didn't report it. I didn't report it for like the entire time because I didn't want it to be true, kind of. And I knew that if they could change it, they would. If they could realistically and safely change it, they would have fans there. But that's not the case. With the Omega symbol being on the Revelion pay-per-view poster for Impact, do you think that's where we get Omega fighting for the Impact Championship? And is it possible it could be Moose instead of Swan? Yes and yes. I think it could be Moose. I do think that Omega could win that. We reported this week that Moose's deal is up in June, so if they're going to pull the trigger on him as champion, now's the time to do it. It does. The optics of it are a little bit different as well. So yes. Ray says, have you heard what titles are expected for Elimination Chamber, those matches specifically? No, and they don't know. As of right now, okay, I take that back. As of a week and a half ago when I asked, I was told that they didn't know. Any word on the This Is Kayfabe project Lita, Gail Kim, and Christy Hemme were doing? I assume the pandemic was a big setback, but are they still planning on doing it? I'll ask Gail, but it did not meet its fundraising goal. If the Reds sign a free agent shortstop, maybe Didi Gregorius, or trade for one instead of starting Garcia this year, where do you think they can finish in the division? I've got them winning it this year. Yeah, it's a very, very weak division, and I think that the Reds were in sell now mode until they looked and they were like, oh, we can make the playoffs this year. And they can make the playoffs without Trevor Bauer and without Freddie Galvis. Now, I hope they get Trevor Bauer. But with a healthy Nick Senzel, if Shogo Akiyama is more acclimated to Major League Baseball, Jesse Winker, you kind of figured out his role a little bit more right now. If Nick Castellanos and Mike Moustakas do more than what they did last year, which was not a lot, Tyler Stevenson's cup of coffee was very, very good. There's a lot of things, and if the Reds can hit on a couple of them, then I think they're going to win the division this year. I don't know how their closer situation will get. I hope it's closer by committee. Goddamn, I love baseball. I know it's speculative. Do you think that Peacock deal helps the idea of moving NXT to Tuesday nights? Do you think it'd be a good idea to maybe do takeovers on NBC TV on Saturday nights? It gives them a lot of versatility in that regard because Peacock just effectively paid for NXT takeovers and WWE pay-per-views. I don't know if it would do better than whatever NBC has on Saturday nights. I think it's worth a shot. I think it's definitely worth a shot. Dev says, would you ever be a guest on a human interest story style podcast? Yes, I've been hit up by several like documentarians and things like that about being a talking head on things. But here's the reality of the situation. Unless they catch me like in Las Vegas or Chicago or something like that, it never works out. I've been contacted by at least six people doing stuff like that. But, and I assume that's what you mean, like a Dark Side of the Ring or something like that. But I live in Ewing, Kentucky. And for those of you who don't know where Ewing, Kentucky is, and let me tell you, 100% of you don't know where Ewing, Kentucky is. It is a town of 200, about an hour from Lexington and about 80 minutes from Cincinnati. We are also about 80 minutes from Huntington, West Virginia, and a couple hours from Louisville. Nobody comes here. And unless it's paying big, I ain't traveling. But yes, I would love to. Dev says, what's the morale like at backstage at Raw, given that that's the show that fans rightfully shit on the most? A lot of trying to justify things, and we're doing the best we can based on the people that I speak with, but they got to know that it's not great. Roel says, you may not know the answer to this, but my cable company offers Peacock Premium with my service. Would that mean I'd be able to watch WWE pay-per-views, or are they planning on keeping the app as is? You will get that with your app, at least based on the early indicators that I have been given by WWE. So, enjoy! Have you considered adding a fantasy booking portion to the Fightful Select page? I will consider it. I definitely will. That seems like something that would be right up Alex Palowski's alley, and I've done it before too. So if that's something that we can do, and it does one of two things, it attracts new viewers or it appeases current viewers, then I would be interested in doing it. Since you guys are trying to leave Patreon, will you be having a Fightful app to download that will have access to everything Fightful? Not initially. I don't know. I don't think it'll have. I don't think we'll have an app, but it'll be optimized for mobile. There will be a Fightful app eventually. Like, I've been pushing and pushing and pushing to develop one, but that's not really something that I do. But it is something that I've been pushing for them to do. And we're not trying to leave Patreon. We are going to leave Patreon. Although, I got to say, one of the main reasons that we wanted to do that was because you all get billed at the beginning of every month, and that's not the case anymore. They're changing that to where you all don't get billed, like if you subscribe on the 25th, that you get billed on the 1st again. That was a big problem for us. I know a lot of creators liked it, not us. We did not think that was fair. Ed says, do you know if WWE has any idea of what matches they want to have on the WrestleMania card? They have an idea of one, and it's the Roman Reigns match. Ronan says, I love the interview with Effie. In keeping with his headline-making soundbite, do you think Vince gets too much credit for the Attitude Era? Did he make Austin and The Rock, or do they pretty much get themselves over? It was both. There was a lot of recognition in what was working and what wasn't working, and Vince McMahon had his finger on the pulse a whole lot more. Zach says, what does Peacock and WWE mean for international viewers like UK and Australia? Not a goddamn thing, my friend. Zach says, has there been any interest from any promotions on Delilah Doom? First time I noticed her was a match she had against Shotzi. That's a name that I've been throwing out there for a while, and I just kind of stopped because it seemed like her indie stuff was scaled back quite a bit. But, I mean, she's got such a unique look and just is different. But, she wasn't working a lot, really, after, I want to say, September of 2019. I just didn't see her doing a lot of stuff. And then she popped back up and did some indies. I want to say right around the time the pandemic started, and then throughout the summer and fall months. But yeah, I know 2 years ago, Impact had some interest in her, and WWE has taken a look at her. She had worked a match with Nia Jax, and then she worked a match with Carmella, and they gave her a tryout as a result. Bryson says, great work on the Rumble piece, just got around to it. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. He says, would it be smart, as well as extremely possible, to have another NXT showcase at this year's Mania, similar to the women's title being defended last year? Looks like they aren't having a takeover on that weekend. What's your take on this? WrestleMania is going to be shorter this year, and they've got two brands to already highlight. So I don't think that they're going to do that, but if they did, wouldn't be shocked one bit. I think this should be the case every year. I think every single WrestleMania should be two nights. One night has an NXT title match. The other night has an NXT women's title match. You've got enough stuff. Dev says, with WWE announcing the 30 entrant into the men's rumble, do you think that means the women's rumble will main event the show? I don't. I think the men's will. Unless Rousey or Becky Lynch are coming back. If one of those two are coming back, then they are for sure going to main event that night. But I don't know that that's going to happen. And yeah, I think if something like that, it would be a slam dunk. But I think the default is always to headline it with the men's rumble. And then if a situation facilitates it, they'll do it with the women's. Although I don't think that should be the default at all. Bryson says, what are your bold predictions for Rumble surprises this year? I'm going for Taya WWE debut and Lesnar for a return. I like both of those. I think Carlito would be a good one that would make a lot of sense. And if we're going bold, I'll say Rousey. Sure. Jim says, we know there's been plenty of discussion about Tessa Blanchard's long-term fit with the AEW, but would she be a good option for their upcoming tournament? In the ring, yes. Everything else, no. Bryson says, what's it looking like with any NXT call-ups or call-downs? I would imagine Rhea Ripley's getting called up. I would imagine Damian Priest is finally getting that call-up. I think Santana Garrett and Vanessa Bourne, whenever WWE just opts to put them on the screen, they'll be there. They got called up last year. As far as going back to NXT, oh man, I don't know. NXT keeps getting short-ended with a lot of this stuff, so it's really hard to say. Apollo would make a lot of sense to go back down there, though. Chris says, apologies if you answered this. I'm behind on 1 week, but do you know if all the currently available content on the network will be immediately available on Peacock? It's supposed to be. Speaking of streaming service, do you know if there's a reason why Impact Plus does not have Impact episodes from 2019 to 2014 currently available? I do not know. I would imagine there's probably a legal reason for that, but I'm going to find out. That is really bad. That should not happen. Daniel says, in an attempt to make new fans, do you think it'd be smarter for the company to go to an influencer route such as Logan Paul, Jake Paul, or KSI instead of going the legend route? Yeah, I think it's worth a shot. It is worth a shot to go that route, and the numbers indicate that it's worth a shot. You got to try it. Why not? Any update on when Sean Spears will return to AEW TV? I would be surprised if it was before like the last couple of weeks to build up maybe Revolution or maybe afterwards. Any news on why the advertised six-man that featured Nick Comoroto and Ryan Nemeth was pulled? I don't know, but obviously Ryan Nemeth had other things that he was doing during those tapings. Do you expect women from Impact to take part in the AEW Women's Tournament? I know some have inquired, and they have not been given a green light on that as of yet. And I'm just talking about what they have been told. So, as of right now, it appears not, but a lot of the Impact women want that. Can you see AEW buying vaccines and giving them to wrestlers and staff? I could see them doing that. Do I think they will? No. I think that they'll get them taken care of, but I think they'll do it in a manner in which doesn't undermine those that need it more. If AEW do buy vaccines, will it be just for the wrestlers, or could they also ask for multiple for family members? I can't pretend to understand if they'll be able to extend it to that, but it just wouldn't surprise me based on the way that AEW takes care of people. But also, I'm pretty sure AEW is cognizant that they'll get some criticism as well. I mean, I didn't run a story on AEW telling their talent they weren't getting it, because WWE ran it through their talent relations app. They're like, hey, you're not getting it. Here you go. The AEW also doesn't have their wrestlers training 5 times a week, so it's a little bit different there. But somebody said, or Cameron also says, will anybody be tempted to try to sign if AEW if they buy vaccines? No, I don't think that will make a difference. Not a bit. Reed says, do you remember hearing what reactions there may have been for Hogan versus Flair in WWF house shows? I remember hearing it didn't do well. That's the common theme, is that it didn't do well, or the common belief, rather, is that it didn't do well at the house show, so they didn't do it at WrestleMania. They should have done it at WrestleMania. It would have done well at WrestleMania. I'm not a historian, but I can tell you, it would have done well. As far as crowd reactions, in the words of a wise man, it looked all right to me. Looked fine. Seemed great. There. I mean, there's a bunch on YouTube from like house shows and MSG and all that stuff. It looked good. Maybe they were just trying to spread out the card a little bit, but I don't know, man. Hogan versus Flair to WrestleMania is such an easy one, man. Reed says, I do think Rohit Raju is getting pretty good. I feel like his mic skills are really good. What do you think needs to happen for him to get over to a higher level and be more over? Well, in Impact, you have to get over outside of the scope of Impact Wrestling TV. You got to do something like Ethan Page did with digital stuff, or be a really impressive social media presence like Chris Bay is. I think that would help an awful lot. Sheila says, do you see 205 Live eventually being rebranded to another form of NXT? Yes, I do. I think it would make a lot of sense to do that too. That could be the additional NXT show. They could just repurpose that. Does it seem like AEW's partnership with NWA sort of fell to the wayside now that this invasion angle with Impact is the main focus? Yes, but a lot of stuff with NWA fell to the wayside because they ain't running. They don't have content. There's nothing new there. Now, I'm sure somebody from the company will get upset that I'm even mentioning that, but the last episode of Shockwave was 5 or 6 weeks ago, so they need content. Will NBC be more willing to collaborate with WWE in terms of cross-promotions, kind of like what WWE sporadically used to do with USA? I think so. If they can pop up on a Saturday night or Sunday night and do good numbers, I think that, or decent numbers, they'll be more inclined to work with WWE. But I mean, it does say a lot that Peacock, NBC, Universal, they were willing to do this deal, but they weren't in on $1 billion for SmackDown. I think it's a smart deal to lean this onto Peacock and all that. I think they got a really good deal for this, all things considered. Robert says, any update if there will be a Hall of Fame this year or TakeOver around then? No word on TakeOver. The plan as of early January was to just run back the Hall of Fame with last year's people. I don't know what that Hall of Fame would look like. Prab says, have you heard anything on whether or not WWE is looking at any guys from the India show that they did or that they view as a pet project of sorts? Well, I know that Rinku and Sarav and Share, they are big Triple H and Matt Bloom guys. So they already were. The two bigger fellas, of course. Kavita was supposed to be.
And they're very happy with the numbers that she's done on a lot of her stuff, but they couldn't make it work.
Do you think the G1 style tournament could work for WWE or AEW? Yes, AEW it could. I don't think WWE would ever do that. Sadly. I think they could if they wanted to, but they can't. Do you think WWE has a big surprise plan for the announcement of number 30 and they want to get word of them appearing at the Rumble out to garner more viewers? No, I think one of them will be, whether it be 1, 2, or 30. I don't know if there's any one specifically, though. But they're going to use that as a big promotional tool, I would imagine. They should do it to double up the promotional tools. By that, I mean they should drive ratings and viewership to Backstage. And then they should announce a big name to get people interested and tune into the Royal Rumble as well. Not just, hey, we're going to announce number 30, so tune in. I think it should be all the way around. Megan says, Sasha Banks has never won at Mania. Do you think she ends the losing streak this year? Not if Bianca wins the Royal Rumble. Josh says, who you got in the Super Bowl? The Buccaneers. Where do you think the Thunderdome goes after WrestleMania? I would imagine they'll find somewhere in Orlando again, but they can't run Amway yet. But I think they'll probably go back to Amway whenever they're able to. Reed says, I thought Inner Circle was only going to have Jericho and MJF be the tag team in the group. Doesn't seem to be enforced, but maybe I'm just misunderstanding what they actually meant. Are you able to explain this? No, the tag team to go after the tag titles. That's it. Like, they got the upper hand on that. It wasn't just like every other team splits up. Manuel says, do you think Tony Khan should see if Billy Corgan would be interested in selling the NWA to him? If the price is right, sure. I think if the price is right, it makes sense. There's some value to what the NWA has, especially as far as the tape library that they possess. What do you think it's harder for WWE main rosters to make it to top 10 match of the year lists when companies like New Japan, AEW, NXT, and NOAH do it constantly? WWE main roster stuff, they very often, again, it goes back to the booking thing. If you think the matches won't matter, you're less likely to be invested in it. Even if it's great, you're less likely to be that emotionally connected to it such a long time later. Plus, you got to deal with their often terrible booking that follows it.
Josh says, do you think Brock shows up at the Rumble? 50-50. Any of the female legends, like the Bellas, Trish, or Lita? I do not think Lita will show up. I do not think you're going to see Trish Stratus there. I think that Trish Stratus is legit retired. I think she's done. I don't think that she's going to wrestle anymore. I think that SummerSlam was it. She wrestled in Toronto, and that's it. That's just my take. Maybe that'll change. Money talks. Michael says, since they debuted on the main roster, the Four Horsemen have been WWE's go-to. Who do you think will be the next big four that WWE relies on for their division? Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Io Shirai, and I probably want to say Raquel Gonzalez, but Dakota as well. Do you see anyone on the WWE roster being built up as strongly in 2021 as Drew was in 2020? Hopefully Bianca. Right now I see Big E there. And maybe not as strong, but pretty strong. He's not put in a lot of dumb positions. If Taya Valkyrie were to sign with WWE after hopefully being a surprise entrant, would you want to see her go to NXT immediately or go to Raw to be a part of Miz and Morrison's act? I want her to go to Raw. She doesn't need NXT. NXT doesn't need her. She could fit on Raw. Her and Charlotte could do some incredible stuff, and she could be a valuable part of freshening up a very stale Miz and Morrison act. Bryant says, how's your month going? This is one of the best months of my entire life, so it is going very, very good, and I have a lot of you to thank for that. Any news on Moxley in the U.S. title picture? He's committed to doing it. He's committed to, dropping the title, having the match with Kenta. As far as when that's executed and when that can happen, I don't know, but he is committed to doing it. Any idea on Killer Kelly's status with Impact? They're hopeful that they can get her in a little bit more long-term. Nonzo also says, what's the status on AOP? Will they join AEW or Impact? They have a lot of people that like them in AEW. I don't know if they've even been discussed for Impact. They are free to go wherever they want now. Their non-compete is up. I'm gonna do some poking around to see if they've talked with AEW or anything like that. Bryant says, how has WWE improved over the last year and how have they regressed? I don't necessarily want to say regress, as in they've stayed stagnant with a lot of stuff. The promo work, by and large, is so much better than 1 year ago. And that's for a specific reason. That's because there is no crowd there for them to say, all you people. And as a result, we've seen some really incredible promo work. From 1 year ago, at least, there's one really gripping storyline going on in the company at any given time. Sorry to stumble over my words there. But last January, you had Edge's return and you had Drew McIntyre's build. And Drew had been winning and winning and winning. And then you had Edge and Orton and some really, really juicy storytelling there. Well, then when Edge hit the bricks and Drew was facing every, I don't want to say jobber, but every non-threatening contender under the sun, you had Bayley and Sasha Banks. And then when they kind of fudged that up, and I don't want to say fudged it up too much, but they sped it up a little bit too quick. You didn't need to burn it out like the way they did, like match, match, match. Then they went to Roman Reigns, and that's been incredible. At least there's at least something going on main roster WWE TV at all times these days that is really good. Now, the remaining questions I ended up filming after I had been done filming, but I wanted to get everybody's questions in. If these are closed to questions, I write closed on them. So keep your eye out on that. But I did go back and re-record these. Nathan says, how much does Vince really know or care about what goes into SmackDown? Everyone has said that Raw is his show. Oh, he knows. He's not around SmackDown as much. I mean, he wasn't there like at all earlier last year until the pandemic started. But he's very aware. I've heard that WWE actually leased their content to NBC instead of selling it. Is there any truth to that? Yes. They have not sold the library. They own the content. But Peacock has the streaming rights to WWE Network. So yes, that's right. Sean says, do Nia and Shayna win the titles back on Sunday? Fuck, man. Oh, I don't know. Jesus, man. That tag division, they screwed it up so bad. Yes, sure. I guess. Do you think there will be surprise entrants in both Rumbles? Yes, I do. Lots of them. because only half the field is announced. Who beats Drew McIntyre for the title? Right now, we're in a rain situation. Nobody. I don't see anybody beating him for the title. I think he's the person to hold the title. Yeah. I think he's the best option unless they switch somebody, unless a Royal Rumble winner challenges him from another brand. Jeremy says, do you think AEW and New Japan will ever have some kind of partnership? Yes, eventually. I think that New Japan is too petty right now to do that. Do you see Cody ever challenging for the title after all the Omega Hangman stuff? Maybe say when MJF gets it. No, I think that he legitimately won't. Although I hope he does. How does AEW grow their audience? Because it seems to kind of flounder between 750 and 950,000. Not that that matters as long as the network is happy. They keep putting on good shows. And then eventually they gain the reputation. And people will tune in. Also, quite frankly, when NXT ends up getting off of Wednesday nights or off of USA, AEW will hit a million. Well, guys, thank you all so much. I know the show was a little bit later this week. That will be the case on some weeks like this one. But I think it worked out pretty well. That way I don't have you guys asking about what's going to happen on NXT or AEW and me answering it before the show airs and something completely different happening or a scoop that I give you guys just popping up on there. Hope you guys like it. Tell the world you like it. We're out.